did you know that Herschel Walker doesn't even live in Georgia? Why is there a neck-to-neck Senate race with a man that was born and raised and does live in Georgia, Raphael Warnock? Why is it even close when his opponent has filed with Texas as his primary state of residence, including in this year's taxes? It's ridiculous. There are many reasons to not be a fan of Herschel Walker, but it's incredibly frustrating with me. We saw Dr. Oz try to do the same thing and he lost. Now we're seeing Herschel Walker trying to do the same thing and hopefully he loses. But listen, don't vote someone in office that doesn't really live in your state. They're not going to represent you well. Let me unpack and explain it. We've got to talk about this. This is Sean King, and you're listening to
The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
Earlier today, I read a news report and then I clicked and looked at the source documents as well. Herschel Walker doesn't even live in Georgia. Like, he might have gotten a rental there, you know, or he might have a second place there or something. But literally, on his tax returns for this year, he chooses his home in the Dallas area as his primary residence and literally received a tax credit for it. The man lives in Texas. He doesn't live in Georgia. And he is running against somebody, Raphael Warnock, who was born, raised, pastors a church in downtown Atlanta, lives in Georgia, represents Georgia to his bones. Don't choose someone to represent you that doesn't even live in the place they're trying to represent. It's incredibly frustrating. This is what we continue to deal with when the Republican Party throws candidates out that they hope will win, like they did with Dr. Oz against John Fetterman in the Pennsylvania Senate race there. And truthfully, that was the primary tactic of John Fetterman. Like, John Fetterman clowned him every day, all day, about Dr. Oz literally being from New Jersey. It's like, bro, you don't live here. Stop pretending like you live in Pennsylvania. Dr. Oz, you live in New Jersey. And Herschel Walker's doing the same thing. He literally claimed a tax credit being a Texas resident, but he's running for office in Georgia. You know, there are some really flimsy rules about where you have to live. I wish they were stronger than this, because it's kind of ridiculous at this point that hundreds of millions of dollars have been poured into this race when one of the people running don't even live in the place where they're running. It's outrageous. It's frustrating. Like, as he has claimed Texas to be his primary state of residence, here's a simple way to fix it. Just make it such that if you run for the United States Senate, that you have to have been a resident of that place where you filed for residency in that place and you lived in that place for, say, the previous 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, something like that. 2 years is nothing. Like, just make it your primary residence. Like, I would rather it be something like 5 years. Like, you've actually lived in that place, you know that place, and you are qualified because you are a long-term resident of a place. But barring that, like, at least make it such that if somebody is filing with another state as their primary residence, they should not be able to run in a different state. It's just the bottom line. Herschel Walker is the embarrassment that just keeps on giving. Over and over and over again, he continues to embarrass himself, embarrass the Republican Party, embarrass his family. And yet it's still close. New polls have Senator Raphael Warnock up by 4 points, which is good, but that's really within the margin of error. So this is a close, close race. I want to tell you some things that you can do if you are in Georgia or if you know anybody in Georgia or if you just care about the state of the Senate race. Let me give you some action steps you can take right after this break. We'll have a quick word from one of our sponsors. I'll be right back. As soon as you get a chance, go now to warnockforgeorgia.com. Warnock is W-A-R-N-O-C-K, the word for, F-O-R, Georgia.com. Or if you just Google Raphael Warnock, you can scroll down and you'll see warnockforgeorgia.com there. And when you get there, you'll see rallies that you can attend. You'll see ways that you can volunteer. And you can also donate directly to Raphael Warnock's campaign. I want to say this. I have known Raphael Warnock for over 20 years, 20 plus years. He has always been held up. I first met him when I was just an undergraduate student at Morehouse. He was already a graduate that we were kind of pointed to say, hey, this is who you want to be like. At that time, he was a young pastor. And he was not yet pastoring at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, but would be there eventually. I've seen his character. I've seen his work ethic. I know his values. I trust this man. I trust his integrity, his decency. He truly, deeply understands the plight of everyday people, the plight of working people, the plight of poor people, the plight of Black folk and other people of color, the plight of marginalized people. He's one of the smartest human beings that I know. We call him Reverend Raphael Warnock, but we could be calling him Dr. Raphael Warnock. He has an earned doctorate. Just a brilliant human being. And I continue to be embarrassed that the alternative is between him and Herschel Walker, who is not at all brilliant. And yet here we are. The contrast could not be clearer. And the Republican Party continues to throw out Black candidates that are just trash on the hopes that people will feel okay voting for this person, maybe because they're Black. And it's like, why exactly do you support Herschel Walker? Like, that's the real question. It can't be his values. Like, what values? It can't be his intellect or principles. I mean, like, exactly why do you support this man? And Raphael Warnock is just going to be a better senator for the state of Georgia. He's from there. He lives there. He works there. He knows this place like the back of his hand. That's why I want you to go ahead, leave this podcast, and go now to warnockforgeorgia.com and support this man. Volunteer, follow him across social media, donate. But listen, I actually want you to volunteer. Fill the form out, step in, and do what you can, all right? Love, 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 and appreciate all of you. I think we'll be back for a quick Thanksgiving episode tomorrow. So I do plan on being here for the next few days. If you're not yet a member of the North Star, please go now. We need your support. Go to thenorthstar.com. And if you're not yet a subscriber to this podcast, hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, leave a review, listen to the entire episodes. We're putting a lot of effort into what we do here. And I'm so glad to have all of you. Take care, everybody.
Break it down.
I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we are the Momentum Advisors. Every single week, we talk about wealth management, personal finance, and entrepreneurship.
We are financial advisors by day. We're entrepreneurs by night. We're building wealth for ourselves, and we want to make sure that you understand how to build wealth in your own family.
Tune in for shows like Is Your Money Racist? Retirement Savings? Investment 101? We literally run the gamut on all the things that you need to know about financial wealth, creating a legacy for your family, and really just wealth creation as a whole.
What we find is that these conversations are happening but they're not happening as much as they need to in diverse communities. And so we're bringing a new voice, a new amount of energy, and we want you to tune in.
So we bring the tips, we bring the strategy, and we always bring the good news. So make sure you tune in every week to the Momentum Advisors. There's something for everyone.